I titled this kind of health, fitness, food, and other shit because I get so many messages from people that ask me, like, why do I post my workouts? What am I doing? What has the transformation been like? How long did it take? I get all kinds of questions that, you know, come to me that are like, you should help. So since I am in a space to be able to help other people navigate where I have struggled, then I posted a poll, right? And the poll that I posted, it asked, like, where are your areas of struggle? Where do you struggle the most? And I was surprised to find that diet and exercise were actually neck and neck. Diet and exercise were like 21% for both of them. And then what I found was time management was 32%. So I was like, okay, so it's not necessarily like diet and exercise that's the problem. The issue is people finding the time to get it all in. And that's where I'm kind of starting to see, okay, when people reach out to me and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're a mom, you're a wife, how are you able to get these things done? You know, your kids are in activities, what do? And then I hit them with, well, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's how I'm able to get it all in the course of a day. So I get in at 4 o'clock and I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning in order to get ready to be to the gym by 5. And then the workout is done by 6. And I am on the road to my job so that I can be to work before my class starts. So when I saw on the poll that 32% of people struggle with time management, I definitely get the question of how can we get it all in? How can we pull in, you know, the diet and exercise portion with the time that we have in the day? And one of the things that I wanted to really focus the talk on is how to create that time. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, it really has to do with waking up earlier and moving in a space where the house is still quiet, where you're not needed for any particular thing by any particular person, but you're able to get in, you're able to meditate, you're able to pray, you're able to kind of get your time in that you need to get in before you start to deal with the responsibilities of the day. Another thing that I have found that helps with the time management portion is meal planning. And meal planning absolutely helps and works on so many different levels. My gym is iCan Fitness, and we normally have like challenges kind of every few months. And what the challenges have helped me learn how to do, because I'm learning just like everybody else, what the challenges have helped me do is the challenges have helped me figure out how to better meal plan. So just maybe a week ago, I spent 4 hours meal planning for myself and my husband. And for those 4 hours, the breakfast was done for 7 days. The lunch was done for 7 days. The dinner, 7 days. And then all my snacks in between for 7 days. So for 4 hours, I was able to do 7 days worth of meals, which helps because now you can take it with you, which I have had to do. If something happens and it's spur of the moment, then it's like, oh my goodness, you know, this is spur of the moment. What can I do? And then you kind of go back and you say, all right, I already have my breakfast done. I already have my lunch done. I already have my snack done. So you can grab those things and you can take them with you. Once you grab those things and you take them with you, then you're like, okay, this is what it is that I have to do, right? Meal plan. But let's just say the meal plan part doesn't work out, because it doesn't always work out where you have enough time to prepare meals for the entire week. sometimes you can only prepare meals for a certain day, and that's okay. If you can only prepare meals for a certain day, sometimes it's a Sunday and I only have enough time to prepare Monday and Tuesday meal, and then I'll make it to, let's say, Monday or Tuesday, and then I will try to prep for the next day. So when it comes down to just managing time, we got to figure out how to piece those puzzles together. Now, I want to say I posted a before and after on LinkedIn. And when I posted the before and after, I had no idea how many people had no idea how many people were going to respond to that before and after. But when I posted that before and after, I got like 12,000 like views on that post. And I got so many people who reached out and were like, wow, how did you do that? That was a transformation. So I'm going to go with my origin story here and tell you guys an embarrassing part of my journey, which is I'm only 5'2", so I'm short. And at my biggest, my heaviest weight, I was 215 pounds, which is a lot on somebody that's 5'2". And that was when we lived in Texas. When we moved from Texas back to Florida, I lost about 4 pounds and I was 211 pounds, which is still a lot. So with me being a little stressed, especially dealing with children, dealing with, you know, work, dealing with all these other things, there was definitely a time when I was like, oh my goodness, I gotta get my health in order. And then I started to have severe back pain, like a crazy amount of back pain. And it was so bad that I literally was like, I gotta find something. I gotta go somewhere. I have to get this looked at, right? I have to make sure that I can get this looked at, that I can get this followed up on, because there's no way I can continue doing this. So I went to a doctor, and then my doctor sent me to a neurologist, and then the neurologist was like, okay, here's your issue. And I'm going to help you with the back pain, but it may involve surgery. Let's see, you know, what happens in terms of your nerves. Let's see if there are issues there, because I was having problems with my fingertips being numb. I was having problems with my arm going numb at times, which is very scary. And I was just kind of starting to have little by little a whole host of health issues going on, which was super scary, because I was like, man, you know, I don't understand why I'm having these issues. And then my feet started to go numb, which is also scary because I drive a ways. And at that time I was driving from Coral Springs to Hollywood, which is a nice commute. So if your feet are going to sleep or you're starting to get like a numb tingling, it's kind of like, well, I don't want my feet or my legs to go out. And one of the things that was heavily recommended was back surgery. You need to have surgery on your back, you need to have surgery on your spine. You need to get a breast reduction, to take the size of your breast down so that can relieve some weight on your shoulders. I had lots and lots of recommendations on what I could possibly do medically to help me get to a place of comfort. But the more research I did and the more people I asked, the more I got like, well, yes, I had back surgery, but I still have back pain. Well, yes, I had back surgery, but I still have this pain. Well, yes, I had that and I still have this pain. Well, yes, I have back surgery, but now I do the cortisol shots. And now, so I got all of these different stories and all of these different things. And everybody said everything other than just get healthier, right? Like just that seemed to be the easier option. Just be healthier and not weigh 211 pounds at 5'2". So And I let me just throw this in as a caveat. I've always been active. I've always either walked or jogged or ran or done something, but I was also unhealthy. So this is just a name I gave myself. I like to say in that space that I was like, that I was fat fit, because I had stamina. I could do a 5K. I've done tons of them. But unfortunately for me, it was a little bit harder to navigate that space with my family in tow. So I had to find the time, which takes me back to the time management. I had to find time to make myself a priority. And I had to find time to make sure that, you know what, this is what's important. I am the priority. And I had to make sure that I said, I'm important enough to be healthy. So I got linked with my coach, Kamisha, Coach K Wilson, got linked with her through Dr. Shashu, and I started my journey. And one of the questions that I get is, does it hurt? Does it hurt? Yes. That's the long and short of it. Does it hurt? Yes. Are you sore? Yes. But yes, I kind of get that question a lot, like, oh, you know, I want to get in shape, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid because I'm afraid that it's going to hurt. I'm afraid that I'm going to be sore. I'm afraid that, you know, it's not going to fit into my schedule. But that question of does it hurt? Oh, it looks like it's so much. How do I get started? Do I need to work out before I work out? No. You don't have to do a pre-workout before you work out. Just move your body. Just move. And that movement does not have to be the gym. So let me say that. That was my avenue, but it doesn't have to be everybody's avenue. So that movement doesn't have to be the gym. Sometimes that movement is just a 30 to 45 minute walk. Sometimes that movement is just being able to go for a jog. Sometimes that movement is doing a 5K once a month, because that was my motivator. I was like, I'm going to get a medal every month. I'm going to get some bling, because that's what I do the walks for, right? I do the walks for the bling. So I was like, I'm going to get some bling every month. And I signed myself up for a 5K every month, and I succeeded in doing that 5K every month, and I got my bling every month. And I think that would help a lot of people kind of get there, right? That will help. It's like a little motivator. But for me, and I did Zumba, I've always done Zumba, I've always loved dancing. So for other people, if the gym is not your thing and you're like, I just don't want to go to the gym, that's fine. I have joined In The Fit Fitness, and In The Fit is a dance class that I go to. It's Caribbean based. And I have joined Carlene a couple of times and gone to some of her classes, Zumba classes that are awesome. And I have just danced almost my whole life, but in my adulthood, danced a lot. But let me just keep it real for a moment. Because for the whole of my life, I have danced and I have run and I have done track and I have done band. I have always done an overwhelming amount of cardio, right? So after I have had children and after my 40s, doing cardio wasn't enough. That's what made me shift to weight training, because doing the cardio just wasn't enough. It just wasn't there. It wasn't enough for me. Because it's something that my body was used to, and it's something that I did all the time. And I was never going to get the results I wanted simply sticking with cardio. I was never going to get the results only dancing or only walking or only running. Or I joined kickboxing at one time and I got stronger and my endurance definitely improved. But again, the results that I wanted and the inch loss that I wanted and the weight loss that I wanted, it didn't come with just cardio. As a matter of fact, when I started with my trainer, she told me to take my cardio down a notch. When I started with my trainer, I was doing probably about 15 to 20 miles a week. And she was like, way too much, take that down a notch. And I just want you to do, I think it was like 8 to 10 miles a week. So roughly like 1 to 2 miles a day, but not to like overdo it with cardio. And then she was like, well, how often are you eating? You would think I was eating a lot. But I wasn't. I was eating very, very spare. I would eat like a heavy breakfast and then I wouldn't eat for a long time. And then I would eat maybe sometime around dinner-ish. And then I would not. and then I wasn't eating at the right times. And I wasn't eating the most healthy things, even though I've never been like a big meat eater. I wasn't cooking my vegetables the way that I should have been to make them nutritional in value. So there were a lot of things that I needed to shape and that I needed to adjust. And that's what my trainer helped me do. She helped me adjust my diet and she introduced me to weight training. And one of the reasons why I post my weight training is so that people can see and understand that weight training doesn't mean you're going to bulk up and look like a bodybuilder, which was what I thought. What I thought would is like, oh, I don't want to have these huge muscles. No, I want to have these big, huge muscles and be this big old bodybuilder. I don't want to do that. So when I realize with working with my trainer that it doesn't mean that I'm going to have these huge biceps and triceps, but what it does mean is I'm going to have some inch loss and I'm going to have nice form to my legs and to my arms and to my back. Then I started to change my mind. And then of course, when the pounds start dropping, you know, when the pounds started to drop, that's when I was like, I'm a believer. I'll be here in the morning, but I did not want to. So let me also be honest in saying, I get up at 4, but do I want to? No. And every time I leave my gym, I break up with all the trainers. I dump everybody. I dump the gym. I'm never going back ever because that was just awful. And then I wake up the next Wednesday and I go. Why? Because results. I'm results oriented. I'm a results oriented person. That literally is what I look for. I don't want to just run on the treadmill or just, you know, mindlessly walk miles. I don't want to just do that and not get results. If I'm doing something, I want to make sure that there are results there and that there's a reason why I'm doing this thing because there are results, right? There are results that are there for me. So that's one of the reasons why I post my workouts is to help to motivate other people, to help to show people that, hey, I'm a regular person and I have stuff going on all the time. And if I can dedicate myself to this, you can dedicate yourself to being a healthier you, whatever that healthier you looks like. For me, it was losing 35 pounds. That's what the healthier me looked like. And I needed to lose that. And now my focus has shifted. Now my focus isn't necessarily on weight loss and losing weight. Now my focus is on limiting some of my body fat and making sure that I'm just overall healthier mentally and emotionally. And I definitely just want to touch base on an emotional level. Let me just say, I used to suffer really bad from anxiety attacks, from panic attacks. And it would be debilitating. And there were times when I was driving home from work that I would have to pull over to the side of the road to collect myself because I couldn't see. I would be so frazzled that there would literally just be tears flowing from my eyes and I couldn't see. And it just would seem like everything was so bright in front of me that I just couldn't focus. I couldn't see. And I would have to pull over on the side of the road. And it wasn't very easy to get me disheveled. And that's something that I worked on. But I can say the healthier that I got and the more I made myself a priority, the less I saw of my anxiety attacks, the less my panic attacks crippled me. And I gained more control over how I started to feel. Because having a panic attack is really awful because it almost forces everything around you to kind of close in. And once you're kind of in those walls, it's really hard to kind of dig yourself out. So when I take that coupled with the depression that I deal with on a regular basis, I really have to like climb myself out. That's why I really titled this, you know, health, fitness, food, and other shit, because the other stuff is the panic attack and the other stuff is the depression. Like there are other things that really are all connected, mind, body, and spirit. It's all connected. And once I started to make myself a priority, once I said, you know what, I am going to dedicate time to me. And I had to find a way to adjust the schedule. I had to find a way to say, okay, I'm going to meet with my trainer this day, this day, this day. And that time is going to be just for me. And this is what I'm going to do. I have to adjust my diet this way, this way, and this way. And there were times that I would cook dinner for the house and then I would have dinner for myself. So it was kind of like two dinners going on, or I would cook breakfast for myself and then cook breakfast for the house. Or there would be times where there was kind of like two things happening at once, but it was necessary in order for me to move forward, because what I couldn't continue to do is say, I don't feel well, my back hurts, I bought like an electron nerve, something to like with pulsating something to put on my back, to send shock waves in my back to kind of help with the back pain. And then I bought something else. It's like a massager that helps like the lower part of your back and the upper part of your back. And just like buying gadgets to help adjust pain. And then my painkiller prescription level was really high. So I would take ibuprofen 800 and naproxen 600 to 800. And that's really high. And it's not something that I should be taking all the time. I also had Tylenol 3, another painkiller. And what I was told in my neurologist's office is you'll probably be on painkillers for the rest of your life. And I just was dead set against that. I'm not going to be on painkillers for the rest of my life. So I had to make a conscious effort, a conscious decision to be like, I'm not going to live my life in discomfort, in pain, unhappy, in depression, panicked when I'm on my way home. Like that's not how I'm going to live my life. So I had to take that step and be uncomfortable. I had to be sore. My trainer, she used to always say, sore today, stronger tomorrow. And I used to hate that saying. Every time I saw her, she would say, sore today, stronger tomorrow. It's okay. You got it, girlie. And I was like, oh, sore today, stronger. And I would definitely wake up sore. But I definitely did get stronger. I definitely got stronger. But the sore today, stronger tomorrow was something that I still take with me, because the way that my gym sets up workouts, no workout is ever the same. Like, you're never going to walk in and be like, oh, I saw this yesterday. No, that doesn't happen. You may see the same exercise, but you won't see it in that exact same circuit. So every day, depending on the trainer that is setting up for that day, the workout is never exactly the same. So I'm able to get in my cardio and my weightlifting, and I'm able to have accountability partners, because that's important. So I'm able to reach the goals that I need to reach, which made me say, you know what is it that I need to do, right? What is it that I need to do with myself? Being a life coach is one of the things that I have always strived for and aimed for. And now I am there. Now I'm a destination coach where I can help people in transition. And why do I feel qualified? Because I'm in transition and I know what it's like to move from one space to the next space in life. And I know what it's like to be overweight, to be unhealthy, to be on medications, to really struggle and try to find your way out. And I had somebody that I could lean on that pulled me up and was like, here's the number to this trainer, call her, she'll get you together. But I do want to stop here and take a note and say, I had to make the phone call. Right? Like, she didn't call the trainer for me. I had to call the trainer for myself. And I just posted a video on LinkedIn that says something along the lines of no one's coming, which could sound really morbid, but it's not. And I think it's important that we know, like, no one's coming to save you. Like, no one's coming to pull you out and to motivate you and to push you forward. Like, no one's coming to do that. It has to be an internal thing. When I got the phone number to Coach K, I could have just tossed it to the side and continued to complain about my back and continue to complain about my pain. Like, I could have done those things, but I didn't do that. I definitely was dedicated to saying, I am going to make sure that I am the one doing the action, that I'm the one moving forward. I'm going to make sure that I am the one that's waking up and I am the one that's doing the workout. And I had to figure out how to show up for myself. And if there's anything that I need to conquer, I gotta do that. I wanna show up for me. So it became important then to simply show up for myself, because I realized, like, no one's coming. No one's gonna show up in my space for me. No one's gonna save me. No one's gonna jump in. I had to figure out how to save myself. So a little bit at a time, space at a time, I was able to wake up earlier, meal prep. And let me just say also, all this stuff didn't happen like magically all of a sudden. It happened in stages. I didn't start meal prepping when I started my journey. I started meal prepping when I started doing challenges, and the challenges suggested that I meal prep. And then I was like, oh, I don't know how to do that. And then the more I did the challenges, the more people posted, the more I said, oh, okay, this is what it is that I need to do. So I do want to say that it is a process. Everything is a process, and getting healthier is absolutely a process. Addressing your own issues, depression, anxiety, it's a process. So be kind to yourself in that process, because it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, and it takes focus. And it takes dedication. It takes the ability to simply say, I'm going to show up for myself every day, no matter what. And that's literally what I do, is I take the time to show up for myself every single day, because it's necessary in order to continue to move forward. So, and also getting healthier helped me start to deal with some of my trauma, right? Like, now that I'm getting healthier, mind, body, and spirit, and I'm dealing with my anxiety and I'm dealing with my depression, now I got to deal with my issues too. So all of those things began to come into play when it starts to turn into, oh man, you know what? I want to get healthier, but I don't have the time. Okay, make the time. I want to get healthier, but I don't know where to start. Guess what? I didn't know where to start either, but I had to force myself to start somewhere. My starting point was getting bling for 5Ks. That was my starting point. I was like, I'm going to get some bling every month and I'm going to do 5Ks because that feels good to me. And I still have my bling and I hang it up in my room because it means so much to me. It means the beginning of me choosing myself. When I look at my medals, it really, really helps me. Okay, thank you, Cassandra. When I look at my medals, it really helps me to figure out where I started choosing me. And I have like an emotional attachment to my bling because I'm like, okay, this is where I started choosing me. These are the moments. This is the time when I started to say, I matter. And every month I'm going to choose this for me. And I didn't wait on validation from anybody. I didn't need anybody to co-sign what I was doing. It didn't matter how much it was to enter the 5K. I was just determined that I was going to do it because I had to champion for myself to be healthier. Some of the other inbox messages that I got, one in particular, and I'm just reading from the notes that I wrote down. One in particular was like, why do you post your workouts? Are you trying to show off? I post the workouts so that people can see that regular people work out, and hopefully that it motivates people to also work out. Am I just trying to show off? Yes. Yes, I am trying to show off. I want to show off the fact that I started with like a 5-pound weight and now I can lift a 35-pound weight. I started off with just a bar and now I can lift far more than that. Now I can lift 90, I can deadlift 90 to 140 pounds, you know, just doing deadlifts. So yes, I am trying to show off the fact that I started at the bottom. You know how Drake said, started from the bottom, now I'm here. I started from the bottom with just a bar with no weights on it at all. And to me, the bar by itself was the heaviest thing in the world when I started out. And now there are weights on the bars. And now the 5-pound weight is, the trainers are like, get out of here. You're not doing 5 pounds, scooch on down there. Oh, thank you. I hope that they motivate people because that's really why I post them, just to get some motivation. Cause I know where I was when I needed to be motivated. And there would be times where I would look at other people post their videos of workouts and be like, man, you know, and I have some crushes, y'all. Okay. On Instagram, I have crushes. And there is my husband tuned me into this guy, Luther Freeman, right? And his wife, I think, does fitness also, Kathy Freeman. And I follow her page and I'm like, man, let me see what she's doing. Let me see what she's doing. Because when I see her post her videos, it's not just her. There are quite a few people that I follow on Instagram that I see their videos and I see what they're capable of doing. And it does push me and make me say, I could do that too. I wonder if I could do that. I wonder if I can work my way up to get to where this person is so that I can be there and I can say, oh man, you know, I was able to start here and now I'm here. So I do post my videos because it is progressive. And I do want people to see, maybe, you know, 6 months ago, I was doing this at the gym. And you can see the progression over time in terms of strength and in terms of body changes that may take place. And I feel like it's important to chronicle your journey because that matters. It matters if you can look back and see your old self. I keep pictures of where I started. I keep it. And when I posted the picture that's like side by side of where I started, my goodness, the response was overwhelming. And that was an incredibly vulnerable moment because it showed all of my imperfections. And it showed all of my beautiful flubber, but I wouldn't take it back, nor would I take the post down, because I just feel like people need to see, they need to know what's real, and they need to have a genuine moment of somebody just being willing to be open and vulnerable and to say, you know what, we don't all start a size 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We don't all start there. Some of us have lost our way. Some of us have allowed motherhood to take over. Some of us have gotten married and have had to adjust our lifestyles. Some of us have been in transition and have moved and have lost jobs and have gained new jobs. And some of us are not working right now at all. Like I just want to make sure that I'm always in tune to where people are as they transition in life. And I think it's good to see someone who is moving because it helps you move. And that's the overall goal at the end of the day, is to for people to see me move and for that movement to help motivate them to move. That's why I continue to do the podcast. I do Tips and Tricks podcast because I want to make sure that people are steadily moving through their transition. Because right now there are so many of us that are in transition that I feel like we need to connect. My next recording of Tips and Tricks is definitely going to start to focus on connections. Because there have never been so many ways for us to connect with each other, but we are so disconnected. And that disconnection is wearing on people. So if I post videos and those videos help people in some way feel connected to me and my journey, and if in some way that motivates them to start their own journey, then I will continue to post for as long as it's useful, not just for myself, but for as long as it's useful for other people, because I just think it's important. So that was one of the questions. I got a question about vegan, vegetarian. Yes, I was vegan at one point in my health journey. This was several years ago, maybe 15 to 20 years ago, if not more than that. I was vegan at one point. I was vegetarian at one point. I was pescatarian at one point. And I just want to say, in all of those spaces, you can be vegan and be unhealthy. You can be vegetarian and be unhealthy. You can be pescatarian and be unhealthy. It is totally possible. Because if you are vegan and vegetarian, a lot of vegans and vegetarians fill in space with carbs, and carbs are present in all sorts of fruits and vegetables. So you can definitely be vegan and be overweight and unhealthy if you are not properly giving your body the nutrition it needs. You can also be vegetarian and be overweight and unhealthy. Because at the end of the day, it does matter what we are putting inside of our bodies. And it does matter what we're feeding our souls. They are connected. So it does matter. So I do get that question because sometimes I'll post meals that I cook. And a lot of the meals tend to be vegetarian in nature. So I do practice vegetarianism every now and again, but am I an avid vegetarian? No, I'm not. I do eat chicken. And for everybody out there who feels like I'm vegetarian, but I eat chicken, that means you're not vegetarian because you're eating chicken. So other ones, how much weight did I lose? I think I answered that before, but I lost 36 pounds total in a year and a half. So it wasn't like I lost 30 pounds in 12 months or I lost 30 pounds in, 2 months. I lost 30 pounds in a month. It wasn't about quick weight loss for me. It was about maintaining and sustaining weight loss for me. So total for the year and a half that I have been on this particular journey, I've lost 36 pounds. I've lost quite a few inches. I would have to go back and do the math to say how many inches that I've lost, but I have lost quite a few inches. So that was also one of the questions that I got in my inbox. I'm trying to make sure I address all the questions that I get in my inbox at times. I did address, does the workout hurt? Yes, it does. Sometimes it's painful, but is it worth it? Yes, it's definitely worth it. Do I work out in the evening? Yes. My schedule does not allow me to catch the Friday workout. So usually if I post a workout for Friday, it's Friday evening, because I have to check my schedule and make sure that I can get in an evening workout. So, that means I have to be flexible and be fluid with my workout. So in the morning on Mondays and Wednesdays, I catch the earlier class, and on Friday I catch the later class. I also do want to note that if you'll notice, I'm not working out every single day. I do have my main days of like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And right now I'm in a program called Track Fit with Coach Ashley. So I am doing Track Fit on Sundays, but I do want to say that outside of maybe walking a leisurely mile or two, I'm not like pounding out, muscle every single day. That's not what I'm doing, because your body does need time to like adjust and your body does need time to recover. So I want to make sure that even if I post videos frequently, I'm not working out as frequent as I may post. It may just be an old video that I just posted. So I want to make sure that I say that, because it's important to know that your body does need rest. Usually if I'm getting up at 4, I'm in bed between like 9, 10-ish. It might teeter on 10:30, but I try to get to bed pretty early when I have to get up at 4, because rest does help. And that's how your muscles kind of help to fix themselves, is giving yourself time. So I am looking at the clock. It is 1:47, and I do want to take the time, especially in this forum of Zoom, give people time to either ask a question, if you want to ask a question, or if you want to type it in the chat. I do want to open the floor up. All right. Yes. I'm going to unmute you. I hope I'm saying the name right. No, I think that's a place. Fola. I think you have to unmute yourself, Fola.
Actually, do not have a question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I saw your hand go up.
I actually wanted to show the emoji that claps. Nice presentation. That's what I was fiddling with.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Kathy Ann. Still trying to get to sleep before midnight. Me too. I'm trying to. Sometimes I make it to bed before midnight, but to be honest with you, because of the workout schedule, getting to bed before midnight hasn't been problematic as much anymore. I usually hit the bed and I'm out. But sometimes I am up later than what I should be. So I'm working on getting more than 5 or 6 hours of sleep per night. That's what I'm working on. But I haven't had to work that hard for it, because when I get up at 4, by the time 7, 8 o'clock rolls around, my body's like, that's it. I'm done. All right. Let's see. How did you start to understand the type of protein that works well for your muscle mass? Really, it had to do with my diet. And when you say types of protein, it really was just diet-based. I started to understand what works for my body when my gym started to do 21-day challenges and 14-day challenges, because what they have you do is limit your proteins down to clean eating. So you're only allowed chicken, lean turkey, and chicken, lean turkey, and fish. And not just like any type of fish. You can have salmon, and I think snapper, but the diet becomes very limited to specific things. And I have found in those 21-day challenges, I'm more energized when my eating is more clean, when I am just having just the chicken or just the ground turkey or just the snapper or salmon. So I found that it works for me. I'm not necessarily trying to build muscle mass, but I am becoming stronger, which consequently is giving me muscle mass. So I'm not necessarily trying to build muscle, though I am acquiring it as I work out. And then I do use Orgain protein shakes because they don't have as much sugar as other protein shakes. And they, to me, it just tastes better, but it doesn't have as much sugar and it's plant-based, which means like it doesn't have a milk base to it, which can mess up like a lot of stomachs. I see a lot of people in the groups kind of have like upset stomachs because of the milk base of some of the protein shakes. So I use Orgain because it just seems to work better with their plant-based system. But I do want to say I'm not necessarily working towards building muscle. That's not necessarily my goal, but because of how my gym trains, I am gaining muscle based on the workouts. But clean eating definitely worked for me. So when I tossed the fatty beef out the window, which let me just say, I wasn't really a beef eater to begin with. When I tossed that out the window, I found that just, you know, chicken, ground turkey, and fish worked for me. Any other questions before we start to get on out of here? The floor is open. And I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in with me. Thank you for joining me on this Zoom. It has been fun. I'm going to do another one next week, except I'm going to have everything connected through the live link because I had over 80 people reserved for this. And I'm super excited that you guys clicked on the link and that you joined me here. So I will replay this for people who missed it. And I will see all of you guys again on LinkedIn Live next week, where everything will be connected, I promise. See you guys later. Have a good day. Thank you.